more Americans are moving to Mexico, even though it could risk their lives. Oaxaca, Mexico, though the U.S. Department of State has issued multiple warnings about the high rates of violence in Mexico, and three tourists were recently murdered in Baja California, the number of Americans moving south of the border is surging. Americans residing in Mexico on a temporary or permanent basis have grown by over 70% from 2018 to 2023, with the numbers for 2024 still pending, according to data from the Immigration Policy Unit of the Secretariat for Home Affairs. Many American expats say the lower cost of living is what prompted their move. "The affordability allowed me to retire at 62, Helena Arvanites, who moved from the United States to Querétaro, Mexico, told the Epoch Times. "I enjoy the quality of life, incredible people, and beautiful weather. It's cheap and I can buy a casita to rent as an Airbnb," Eduardo Aguinaga of Guanajuato, Mexico, told the Epoch Times. "More affordable, new culture, simple life, beautiful weather, kind people," Ana Spragia, who moved from Mississippi to Silao, Mexico, told the Epoch Times. For others, there are political reasons. "I needed to leave the USA as things are just too crazy and cruel there now, and I don't see it changing anytime soon," Nancy Martin, who moved to San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, from Seattle, told the Epoch Times. "Also, for someone with a meager income, it is almost impossible to find accommodations in Seattle. Small apartments go for $2,500 a month." But the surge of Americans heading south of the border is not necessarily welcomed by Mexican locals, who say they are driving up prices and making rents more expensive. "I hear more English than Spanish when I walk through my neighborhood now," Rosa Rodriguez of Mexico City told the Epoch Times. "And they don't have any respect for the culture here, everything is more expensive, and they turned the tienda down the street into a yoga studio." State Department travel advisories to Mexico. The U.S. Department of State has recommended that American citizens do not travel to 6 of the 32 Mexican states due to the high risk of crime or kidnapping. Those states include Colima, Guerrero, Michoacán, Sinaloa, Tamaulipas, and Zacatecas. The State Department recommends that anyone traveling to those states keep traveling companions and family back home informed of your travel plans. If separating from your travel group, send a friend your GPS location. If taking a taxi alone, take a photo of the taxi number and/or license plate and text it to a friend. Despite the warnings, thousands of Americans have moved to those states over the past 5 years, with over 11,000 having moved to Zacatecas alone, according to data from the Secretariat for the Economy of Mexico. Zacatecas has recently seen a wave of killings over confrontations between the local police and the Sinaloa cartel, Mexican newspaper La Jornada reported. "People get killed at supermarkets and malls all the time in the U.S. Yes, things are bad, but put it into perspective," Ana Tavares of Zacatecas told the Epoch Times. Most Americans, however, who have moved to Mexico on a temporary or permanent basis have relocated to the territories of Mexico City, Jalisco, and Quintana Roo, per numbers from the SE. Baja California murders. One of the Mexican states on the State Department's travel advisory list is Baja California, which presently has a reconsider travel to warning due to crime and kidnapping. It is also where three tourists, one American and two Australians, were recently brutally murdered. Brothers Jake and Callum Robinson from Australia and American Jack Carter Road had apparently stopped to surf the breaks between Punta San Jose, about 50 miles south of Ensenada, and La Bacana, further north on the coast. They were attacked there on April 28 or 29. As soon as police arrived at their last known campsite, it was clear that something had gone violently wrong. There were bloodstains and marks as if heavy objects had been dragged, leading to suspicions of an attack, the Baja California State Prosecutor's Office said in an attempt to reconstruct the scene. Officials explain what may have happened. Chief State Prosecutor Maria Elena Andrade Ramirez described what likely would have been moments of terror that ended the trip for the three men. She theorized the killers drove by and saw the foreigners pick up truck and tents and wanted to steal the truck's tires and other parts. But when came up and caught them, surely, they resisted. She said that's when the killers would have shot the men. She said they were likely not attacked because they were tourists. The evidence suggests they did not know where they were from. Then, at a site that is extremely hard to get to, the bodies were dumped into a well about 4 miles away. Investigators were surprised when, underneath the bodies of the three foreigners, a fourth body was found that had been there much longer. They had to have previous knowledge of it, Ms. Andrade Ramirez said of the attackers, acknowledging the possibility they were behind the previous killing. The well had been covered with boards. It was literally almost impossible to find it, Ms. Andrade Ramirez said. It took 2 hours to winch the bodies out. Though the brutal murders have hit close to home, some American expats say it's not going to make them change their lifestyle. Mexico is not Disneyland, Ms. Arvanite said. Will these tragic deaths alter my behavior while living here? No. Prosecutors have identified three people as potential suspects, two of whom were caught with methamphetamines. One of them, a woman, had one of the victim's cell phones when she was caught. Prosecutors said the two were being held pending drug charges but continue to be suspects in the killings. A third man was arrested on charges of a crime equivalent to kidnapping, but that was before the bodies were found. It was unclear when or if he might face more charges. The Associated Press contributed to this report.